Hey, I just want to mention this before we dive into the podcast. Okay. If you are, what?
Cool.
No, what I was going to say is if you're watching on Facebook, you're missing out because we're going to put on the audio version of the podcast, the audio of Ralph Macchio. We got to talk to Daniel from The Karate Kid, and he's on Cobra Kai on YouTube Red. So if you're, you know, watching on Facebook, you're missing out on that. If you are watching or listening on the podcast or on the Big D and Bubba app, it's going to be at the end of the podcast. So stick around for that.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast,
the podcast. The podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
This is stupid!
Yes. You thought I was going to forget, didn't you?
I did.
The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts this week. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. And we're here, y'all.
This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
I love her, man.
Speaking of stupid and absolutely ridiculous, people, please stop sending me your invitation to LinkedIn. I am not on LinkedIn. So why would I accept an invitation? And if I don't accept your invitation, when you send an invite to someone, hey, Carson, you want to go to the movies with me? Say no.
No.
Oh, turn your mic on.
Sorry, microphone. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, okay. Hey, Carson, you want to go to the movies with me?
No.
Hey, Carson, it's Dee. Do you want to go to the movies with me?
No.
You see what happens?
Jumps off cliff.
That's what's happening, LinkedIn people. I'm jumping off a cliff.
I'm not on LinkedIn, and I don't know if it would be beneficial for us. Like, we're on all social media just about, except LinkedIn.
No, it's not worth it.
What is LinkedIn even for? I always thought it was like a job networking
it
thing.
It is. It's supposed to be about connecting with people that you have worked with, people you currently work with. They do have job openings. If you're looking for something, maybe you want to connect with other people in your field. But I'll tell you what, I'm on LinkedIn. And I get the same weird messages from people like, hey, connect with me. I don't know you. And they have nothing to do with my chosen profession. It's like somebody who does roofing in Japan.
Oh.
Who's like, hey, why don't you be? And I don't know if you know this about LinkedIn, that it's now becoming like the second biggest social media for dating.
Really?
Because how creepy is this? People are getting on there and connecting under the idea that, oh, I'm really interested in your job and your profession. No, they're using it as a way to try to score dates.
So what you're saying is, Gold, it is, Bubba.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is stupid.
Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly what I was saying.
This is stupid.
I agree.
She's the best.
Like,
she is the best.
You need to explain for those who, you know, maybe missed that part of the show, who
this is stupid
is.
I don't know who she is, but I do know the role. She was the coordinator of the cornhole tournament, charitable cornhole tournament held outside of Atlanta. And because
big brawl happened, big fight,
man, it got serious. Cornhole is no joke. And so they got into a fight, all the middle-aged men in their khaki shorts. And
it really was khaki short fest.
Dockers for days.
Yep. Dads with Dockers for days. And they got into a fight. I'm sure it had to do with that was not in. I mean, really, what could you possibly be arguing about at a cornhole tournament?
Did you step over the line, bruh?
Did you take an extra step?
Come on, bruh.
This isn't Vietnam. They have rules.
This is stupid.
Anyways, so they get into the brawl, and the PA lady, the lady who's on the announcer, just immediately is like, stop, my favorite is get. And she says, get.
This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous.
To hear that was Bubba who was there.
It sounded like me, man. It's actually, every time I hear that, I always hear the goat. You know, like the one that they would put into the Taylor Swift.
The screaming goats?
Yeah, the screaming goats. Watch.
Stupid! This is absolutely ridiculous.
That sounds. Do we have the goat?
If we it sounds just like it. It sounds just like it. Maybe it was. It could have been a cornhole tournament to raise money to save the goats. Goats were there.
They do goat yoga. This was goat cornhole.
How do I not have the
screaming
goat?
You have to throw the cornhole while the goats are climbing on you.
Oh, dude.
Over the line.
Over the line.
You're over the line, Smokey. That doesn't count. Mark it zero, dude. It wasn't over the line.
Okay, hold on. Wait, here you go. Here's the screaming goat. Oh, now we have a spot.
Of course.
Thank you, YouTube. I have, now literally the clip says 2 seconds.
All right, just pull it up.
2 seconds.
Just be on it.
And okay, here we go. I have now. Oh wait, I'm here in the podcast because I have my Facebook up. Sorry. Here we go. I think this is a good one.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the good actual one. Goat.
Yeah.
That is the goat doing it, and you can hear that goat actually in the clip of This Is Stupid.
This is stupid! This is absolutely ridiculous!
It's the same one!
Same one.
It's the same thing. They have one of those goats at their cornhole tournament.
And so she goes on, she has the microphone, and she tells all these grown men who are fighting over cornhole that this is stupid, this is ridiculous. This is for a charity This is a charity cornhole tournament. And then she says, get. And then she says, cut the crap.
Every time you do it, you sound more and more like her. It's amazing.
Like he's got it down.
He does.
Like I do it, I go, this is stupid. No,
this is stupid. This is ridiculous.
This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous.
She's the best. She's the best. Because we all know her. We all know her.
Yeah, she used to read me books in kindergarten.
She's the one who always brings snacks after the baseball game.
Only one. Only one.
Okay, like, that's the best. There's that age when your kids are getting, I don't know for girls, but for boys anyway, there's that age where they kind of like don't want to do snacks after a game.
Yeah.
Because it's just not, I mean, it's too kiddy. You know,
yeah.
It's childish to them. So there's that, but not everyone hits that point at the same time. You know, kids are different. So I remember Gunnar was in the point of, okay, no more cupcakes. I don't care whose birthday it is. Don't bring cupcakes to after
a
game.
I'm a man now.
I'm practically a major league baseball player at the age of, you know, 10. And so, but the other kids were all in it. And so he would go, I'm not doing, what are we doing snacks for? And the other kids would be like, yeah.
Because snacks?
Yeah.
Oh, so he was talking them out of it?
Yeah, well, he did.
He was the leader.
He would just say it, and they would just kind of go, oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah,
so he was ruining it for all the other kids.
Yeah, he was.
Meanwhile, Carol has to go home with her cupcakes.
This is stupid. I made all these cupcakes, and no one ate them. This is ridiculous.
This is stupid.
This is stupid.
I wish I could have been there. You know, we would have been crying, laughing so hard.
Dude, yeah. My favorite is there's a guy. I wish we could play the video, but there's way too many F-bombs in it.
Oh, yeah.
But there's one guy going, I'm a cop! I'm a cop!
What's your favorite?
No, my favorite part is, this is an effing church!
Yeah, that's the best part.
Oh, no. I missed that one.
Yeah, that's in there.
Come on, man! This is an effing church! And he doesn't say it. He says it.
Yeah.
I'm a cop!
Stupid!
This is absolutely ridiculous.
I'm sure if you get online and you look for cornhole, just make
it. It's called Cornhole Brawl.
Cornhole Brawl. You can watch it.
That's how you found it.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Cut the crap. And she cuts crap kind of short because she's like feels bad about saying it. She's like, cut the crap.
Yeah.
Great.
It's the best. It's the best.
Oh man, I think she taught my daughter how to sing. For the concert they're doing tonight. I think that's their chorus.
Oh, Patrick's got a fun one as tonight is the night. Oh, it's next week?
No, it's tonight, but I don't want to talk about it too
gotcha.
Much.
You know okay, what I'm saying? Understand. All right. By the way, the whole You threw me with that. I'm trying to think of another place to go with that.
In other words, don't talk about that. Very rarely. I think this is a first, really. I don't think out of 200 and something podcast episodes, have we ever gotten to something that we're like, just wait a little bit.
That one just needs to just not happen.
It needs to happen
first. I will say this about the concert. Oh, man. It is so hard for me to sit through a concert of little children singing or a dance recital of little children dancing.
Why? They're so cute.
They are cute. But they're not all little. The dance recital, they go from like 2 to like 18.
Oh.
And so it's like 2 hours of watching other people's kids dance for that 3 minutes of watching your own kid dance and everybody goes,
yeah.
Oh,
and you can't leave. That's the thing.
No,
you can't leave
trapped.
Like in between.
And, no. And they mix them all up. If they did like all the little kids and all the medium kids and all the older kids, then you could like leave.
Oh, then they just tell you about what's a time window that your kid's going to be performing. Then show up at that time.
Well, no, because they want people. They want a full auditorium for all the kids.
Well, you know, a friend of mine was at her kid's recital the other day, and she took a picture of a dude in front of her, had his little Bluetooth on his ear. He talked through the entire thing on his phone, and she's just trying to like watch her kid in a recital. Like, really, bro?
Hmm.
Like, take it. I mean, I get it. I'm sure it's painful. I don't want to go to that thing. But,
dreadful.
But man, take it outside. Like,
I used to enjoy it.
But people are trying to watch their kids, and this bro's got to be yapping on his phone, apparently talking about the cornhole tournament.
They got
all messed up the weekend before.
The last time
I would have been there, man.
Stupid.
I would have tore him up.
The last time they had a concert at Evangeline School, one of the parents had a little kid, like not a baby, but like a.
Right
like
there?
Like a baby Stop. Goat?
No, like, you know. 14, 15 months old, you know, like still a baby, but not like a newborn, screaming and hollering and throwing a tantrum for 20 minutes. And that's one of those things where I go, you're ruining this for everyone else. Like, this is, I'm already here watching children sing, less than good songs.
I will say
nothing
this.
Against the kids. The songs are always terrible. They are. Songs are always terrible.
No, I don't know where your kids go to dance. My kids would go to dance.
I'm talking about the concert. I'm talking about the concert where they teach them songs. Carson and I were talking about this. They teach them the most ridiculous. At the winter concert, they didn't do one. I get it. You can't do Christmas songs because it's America and people will throw a fit if you sing one Christmas song.
Can you believe that's actually
a true
you
statement?
You can't sing a Christmas song?
No, they can't sing Christmas songs.
Because of Jesus?
And,
public school,
and
man.
And they can't even sing Christmas songs that aren't about Jesus. They can't even say Christmas. But that's
They can't
whatever.
Sing Old Christmas Tree?
No. Mm-mm. But they don't even sing, like, holiday songs that we know. Like, there are Christmas songs we know or holiday songs we know that aren't Christmas.
Like Frosty the Snowman.
Jingle Bells. Frosty the Snowman, Let It Snow, any one of those, you know, Walking in a Winter Wonderland. Instead, they did an hour of songs about how it's cold outside, but everybody should be friends. This is basically, it's like all these songs you've never heard before, and it's all like, it's really cold, and it's going to snow, and we are all friends, and these songs don't rhyme. I'm like, what is this?
Man, that's awful.
It's terrible. Tonight's theme, I'm told, is positivity.
Oh,
so up with
gonna
people.
It's going to be 40 minutes of Up With People.
Are y'all going to have a cornhole tournament? That would be the best.
Why can't we teach kids in first, second, third grade, teach them to sing like Beatles songs? Or like
do some Britney
some old
Spears.
Eagles. You know, like I get it. Don't do anything controversial. Controversial, but teach them to sing like, you know, Take It Easy by the Eagles or something. You know how huge that would be?
No, not be very big.
It would go viral. If you videoed the kids singing I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Not everything that goes viral is good.
I get it. I'm just saying it's better than, you know, I like you and you like me and we're all friends, you know, and it's snowing.
I wonder why.
That was a real lyric from one of the winter
concert
songs.
Why don't do that? You know, why don't we do like the Frosties and things like that? Are they so closely associated with Christmas that they can't do them?
I don't know if it's that they can or if they're just trying too hard to be original. So they like try really hard to find songs you've never heard before. But the problem with that is we've never heard these songs before.
Our kids do that.
So they're boring.
The spring concert where they do all the America songs, and they would do these songs I've never heard of.
Seriously.
Like you could do America the Beautiful,
right.
All
My
that kind
of
stuff.
Of thee.
They don't do any of those. You know, None of them. They do all these songs. They sound like they came from, you know, 86, 87. And they're played off some karaoke
Here's
track.
The worst part. Somebody wrote that 6 months ago, most likely. Like, there's a market for people to write mediocre songs for kids to sing. Huh. I'll bet money on it.
Y'all need to get your kids in private schools like me. We say Jesus all the time. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
You know, I'm just saying. They could do better. Little Inner Sandman. Let me tell you. Kids singing Inner Sandman?
That'd be awful.
It'd be awful. It'd go viral.
Are you going to show up with a big sign protesting that Brooklyn Nine-Nine was taken on? been canceled?
Has it been canceled?
Yeah, it got canceled.
Oh, man, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's, people went crazy online last night.
Yeah, people went insane.
Night. And I'm like, I've never watched never that show in my life.
Never seen it. Isn't it Andy Samberg?
I don't even know what it's about.
It's.
I know Andy Samberg is in it. That's literally all I know.
Yeah, which is part
about.
Of the reason I don't watch
this
it.
This is a phenomenon that we are seeing in America is that the vocal minority makes something out to be like it's something big.
Yeah.
It's getting canceled because...
Nobody watches it.
Period. Trust me. If people watch it, and there were a lot of people watching it, they would not cancel it.
It was like Community. I loved Community.
Yeah.
Carson also watched that show. Yeah. They canceled it. Why? Because nobody watched it. But there was this big outcry. We need it back. We need it back. So what did they do? They brought it back.
On Yahoo.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's what they'll do
with
this.
And that's fine. Well,
the thing is, it failed on Yahoo. It didn't bring Yahoo the payback they wanted out of it.
Well, the thing with Brooklyn Nine-Nine, too, is it's in the middle of all the cartoons on Fox on Sunday night. So you have, like, Bob's Burgers and The Simpsons and Family Guy, and stuck in the middle is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So here's me on Sunday night. It's like, I'm going to watch Bob's Burgers. I'm going to watch Simpsons. Oh, nope, got to find something to watch for half an hour because it's not a cartoon.
Is that what you do?
Mm-hmm.
You go home on a Sunday night and you're watching TV.
What else? Yeah. That's and then I wait do. For the walk. What am I going to do on a Sunday night?
Yeah, walking
when
dead.
When it's not football season?
All that.
When other than sports, I don't think I ever watch regular TV.
I don't either.
Are you
I don't.
Stunned by me watching a lot of television?
No.
Yeah, we have a bit on the show. We have a segment called
What's Carson watching on TV right like, now?
Yeah, that's right. Her thing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I do other things while I'm watching television, but I'm still... Even
how many times
just...
this week have you watched Jurassic World?
3. And then I watched Jurassic Park and The Lost World Jurassic Park.
Carson watches the same movie over and over
I
and over.
I do. That and Deadpool.
The new Jurassic World 2 or whatever it is.
Fallen Kingdom.
It's going to be amazing.
Look at D's face. June 22nd. I want you to look right now. Big D was like.
Wow. Okay. And I've watched Guardians of the Galaxy 3 times and I watched Guardians 2 twice.
Sounds like this somebody's week? Got a Chris Pratt thing.
This
wow.
Week?
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah,
you watched that many movies that
yeah,
many times.
Yeah, I'm not just sitting on my TV watching it intently. There's other stuff going on, but. I can't even tell you how into Chris Pratt I am right now.
When did Chris Pratt turn into
here's
the stallion? Because when he was on The Office.
No, Parks and Rec.
Or Parks and Rec, he was kind of like the dopey dude.
Which is why I liked him, because he was chunky and I thought we could eat and be fat together. But then he got all in shape. And then he got all in shape and he's still really hot. So I have the opportunity to talk with somebody that was in Guardians of the Galaxy with him.
Okay.
And I'll be like, so you want to give my number to Chris Pratt? Because I hear he's single. Because he and Anna Faris are getting divorced. So, yeah. I'll be like, why don't you just slide these digits right on over to Chris Pratt and let him know that while I am chubby right now, much like he did, I am getting into shape. So if he can give me a year.
Tell him you could be his project.
We could work out together.
Forge me into whatever you want me to be.
Mold me. Mold me, Chris. I'm your clay.
I'm in your hands.
I do. He's my thing right now. I do. I adore him.
Hmm. Well, that sounds like a fun life. So you watch a lot of TV and you watch a lot of movies over and over.
I watch like the same 3 movies over and over. Yeah.
Deadpool. Never seen it.
Jurassic World. Jurassic Park.
Aaron wants to know if you ever watched him in Everwood.
No, I was just talking with someone about Everwood. I did not watch that.
I don't even know what Everwood is.
It was like some teen show on the WB or CW or something.
He was in a teen show?
Yeah.
Wow.
But,
you know what? Speaking of movies and TV shows, something that I can't get over, the Wilhelm scream that we talked about on the show, that Bubba will pull up here in a second, I guess. I think that's what he's doing. That is used in everything. And I hear it, I'll be walking by a television and I hear it in some movie. I hear it everywhere.
It is everywhere.
It's in Star Wars. It's in cartoons.
Speaking of Community, they would use it mm-hmm. on almost every episode of Community. Sometimes there would be a pratfall in the background, and you would hear it.
And it dates back to the
1950s. 50s.
It was using a Western, if I yes. recall. And they have it in the clear, and then they keep using it over and over. I think it's kind of
became a running joke yeah. mm-hmm.
to use it. That bothers me, not terribly, but the one that really, really does bother me is when you're watching, and they even do it on current movies, a car that is driving on gravel, and they insert tire sounds like it's on concrete, like the
when they burn
that they
out.
Don't match.
That doesn't match the right. the surface of what the car is on. They can be on dirt, and that you still hear the
yeah the burning out of the tires or whatever.
Yeah, and it to show that it's going fast.
Mm-hmm. And it just takes you out of it.
If you don't know, it's like one of those things that it doesn't take you out of it until someone like me says mm-hmm. something, and then I mention it, and now that's what you'll notice.
I can ruin so many shows right now, and I'm not going to.
Please do.
No.
For like how? No. Ruin them how?
My wife gets mad at me. Like, I'll just be talking about this. I'm like, oh, that's fake, or this is going on, or that's going on, or that's inaccurate, or whatever.
Oh, right,
I'm like, if you've ever watched Adam Ruins Everything, mm-hmm. watching TV or a movie with me is like watching that show. Because I'm like, no, and I hit pause. And my kid's like, Dad, don't hit pause again. Stop.
There
I'm
was
like, no.
one, a movie critic. This is years ago, but it stuck with me. Jennifer Aniston was in this movie years ago called The Good Girl. And it was supposed to be, she was going to be nominated for an Oscar. It was supposed to be some like heavy movie.
Her vehicle?
Yeah. And she works at like the makeup counter or jewelry counter at Walmart, kind of in middle America, the middle of nowhere. And
Are you saying the middle of America is nowhere? Is that what you're saying?
That was supposed to be because it was Hollywood pointing it that way. That was their whole thing.
Okay.
And so that, again, because it's Hollywood, two places exist, LA and New York. The rest of us are just out.
Yes.
So it was, she's in the middle of nowhere. And the critic said, I couldn't get past this woman who's supposed to be living paycheck to paycheck. She has the most perfectly manicured eyebrows I've ever seen. And I watched the movie, and you know what? That's all I could focus on. Because Jennifer Aniston's eyebrows, obviously, she pays hundreds of dollars to have them look the way that they do. Yep. That I will never have eyebrows.
I'll be
that
watching
look like
a Western.
That.
I will be watching a Western, you know, and like even like Westworld or something like that. And they've got these people with perfectly done nails,
mm-hmm.
like
yes.
your fingernails, and you're going, "I'm out. Sorry, checked out. Not real."
Or how about when they do a camera shot where two people are talking to each other, and they go to a shot from behind someone, and
you
see the
dubbing is wrong,
and their mouth. You see them talking,
moving.
But their mouth isn't moving. The side of their mouth isn't moving.
I was watching Riverdale the other night, and there's a scene, they're in a diner, and the girl is on the left, the boy is on the right, and they cut to one shot, and they flipped, and they come back, and it's different. And I rewound that thing four times trying to figure out if it was a mirror, and I was like, no, they're just lazy. That's what it was. That's it. It was just lazy.
Speaking of Riverdale, shout out to your Jughead little hat you got on today.
Yeah, hopefully Juggy made it through the beating, and they didn't kill him off the other day. So, spoiler.
I'm looking at Big D, just hoping he knows.
Sometimes
what you
I
just
feel
said.
Like she
you
lives in a
spoke
whole
a new
world,
language.
You and I, like, we drive down the same roads, but
we are seeing totally different.
We're not in the same world at all, man. By the way, I had to replace my air conditioning heating unit at the house.
Oh,
when was that? This week.
I decided it yesterday. You know, I've been trying to, and it's an older unit. It's a 17-year-old unit. And so we have one of those home warranty mm-hmm. kind of deals. And so the way that works is you pay a yearly amount, and if something goes wrong with some of your big appliances, that's obviously a big one, they'll send someone out, and then they will fix it. You have to pay for the labor. No, they pay for parts and labor. But so I was just kind of putting this thing back together, like when The heat exchanger went bad. I just replaced the heat exchanger. Well, you really should replace. They always. You really should replace the whole thing. Okay. Just the heat exchanger. And then the compressor was acting up. Well, you really should just get a whole new unit. Okay. We'll just fix it. So I'm thinking, by the time I get it, it's going to be a whole new unit because I've replaced everything in it. And it's not like it's, you know, super complex. It's very simple design. And it hasn't changed any over the years. I mean, some of the stuff is advanced, but. So finally, I was like, you know, it's just time.
Time to shoot it.
Yeah, this is stupid.
That's what I told him. He goes, what do you think? I said, well.
This is stupid.
And so getting a new one. How much you guys think?
$7,000.
I'm going to go.
In your house.
Which is it?
I have two units.
Is it upstairs or downstairs?
Down.
Oh, I've.
I'm only replacing one unit.
I'm going to say $5,500.
I'm replacing the downstairs unit.
No, the time of year, the rebates aren't as good right now, so I'm gonna say about $7,500.
What'd you say, Bubba?
I said $5,500.
It's more. It's gonna be $9,000.
It's $5,500.
Yeah, I just replaced one last year.
Oh, wow.
I did mine 2 years
ago. It was my downstairs.
I replaced one in the condo that Carson lives in, and it was. I don't know, but it was at least 55.
Somebody stole from you.
I know, mine was 75.
You know.
Mine also broke in like the heat in the middle of summer. And they were like, had you replaced it 3 months ago, we could have given you a bunch of rebates, but we can't now.
Yeah.
Did you tell them?
You talk funny.
Did you tell them?
Oh, you want me to hit the.
Stupid.
I need
I'm sorry.
Here.
You need a button. You just hit it yourself.
Well, here's the thing. I'm too short. I have these big computer. I'm surrounded by computer monitors. So like all I see is the top of your heads. So like
no, that, he didn't him, like point at you or anything. He just was waiting for you to read his mind.
Waiting for you to hit it.
I was also busy doing social media.
Oh,
so you were talking. I was letting you talk, and I was going to concentrate on doing my part of the work.
So anyway, they're going to get that done Monday. Get it done Monday. And so that's fun.
Yeah, that's a good time. Not at all.
$5,000.
Oof.
Gone.
It's hot outside and your air conditioner doesn't work. But we're all friends.
And it's not snowing.
it's not snowing.
Dude, I'm
still better
that
than 90% of what you hear at your kids'
concert.
What?
That's it. If we would listen, we could break into this business. Okay, we just got to convince a couple of schools to buy the sheet music we're in.
You're right. There is a market for that.
Yeah.
There's also a market for doing those. I know that we used to when they were younger. They used to do those plays that are like a Christian theme play. And they for a whole like there was like 300 kids in it, so you have it in different parts, and you have a you know like 5 or 6 major characters, and then you have the choir that sings behind them, and then each grade would have you know 5 or 6 who would come up and sing, so it was kind of broken up, and it was specifically for a school to do at Christmas, And they're terrible.
Oh, God, you're right. I've seen that. They do those at Evangeline's mom's church. They do these little pageants when they're like...
Little pageant things.
They're so bad that I always just assumed that the teenagers were writing them. Like, I was like, maybe they wrote their own parts.
Yeah,
maybe
I get it.
You know?
The one they went to was so bad. It was the main character's name was Leon. And so I'm seeing Leon. It's a Christmas play, okay? I see Leon. And so I just assumed that they're going to turn it into Noel, right?
Like, oh, right. Yeah,
because it's backwards.
Noel.
So you get it backwards. Like, I did that in the same amount of time I just told you.
Yeah, it's how long it took you to figure it out.
And so I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's going
to
happen.
They saved it to the very end like no one knew that was happening. They're going, and you know, my name backwards
is...
Noel.
Oh, wow. That's the big reveal.
Let me tell you right now, we could write this stuff. We could. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Dude, we could do it in a weekend. I'm serious. And I don't know what kind of money they make, but you just...
I don't know. Spring concert, I'm thinking we could come up with a whole series of songs about how it's almost summer and we're all friends.
And school's about to be out. Yeah. Gotta have something like that.
School's almost out. It's gonna be hot outside. Don't pick on kids who aren't like you. Hey. You know, it's always gonna happen.
I really like at the very end we go, and it's snowing.
And it's that's the winter ones. It's always, and it's snowing.
And it's snowing. We're all friends. Your air conditioning works, and it's snowing.
Yep. It's working good, man. It's snowing.
It's also this is also the season of yearbook signings. Remember yearbook signings, and what a disaster that is for many of us. That was like going and being judged. That's when the high school hierarchy becomes very clear. How many people signed your yearbook?
Three.
I got a few.
I got a little present for you. You didn't even know I had.
What do you have? I didn't
know you were going to bring this up.
You have our yearbooks?
Freshman year yearbook from 1994.
Oh, can I read what they say?
No, you cannot. This is probably terrible.
Carson. She's like ready to pounce.
Hand it over.
Would you like to see the picture of me in the yearbook?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man, we need to all do this. Bring our yearbooks.
Yeah.
This is the 14-year-old Patrick right there.
Where?
Oh, wait. This one?
That one, yeah.
Dude. That's you?
That's me.
I would have never picked you.
Where are you?
That doesn't look like you at all.
Put your finger on the page. Hold on. I can't see. It's dark.
It's too dark.
Hang on a second. I'll put it back. I'll light it up.
Carson, here.
You about to get lit up.
Doing that. There's my yearbook picture.
Oh, my gosh. Nope. Wouldn't have had a clue.
Okay, all right. Here. Put it up there.
14-year-old me. That's before I grew out my hair. And
where?
Right there.
Dude, it doesn't look like
you
at all.
All I see is you were black?
No.
I honestly.
You were a black girl?
Right there. Okay. That's you. Oh, look at Patrick.
Aw.
Aw.
That doesn't look like you, man.
Doesn't look like me at all.
Like, I thought he had his hand pointed to the wrong person.
You were black?
I'm like, that's not you?
No, yeah. But I have lots of people wrote in my yearbook, and I've never gone back and read any of these.
Read them. Let's hear them.
They're terrible.
Read it.
Oh, gosh.
Stay thin.
Not thin.
Dude.
Hope you lose weight. Hope you get white.
Yeah. No. This is from my 10th grade teacher. She wrote, learn to use your abilities.
You were that kid that got the teacher
like
to sign?
Like an X-Man?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, her teacher.
Oh, who got the teacher to sign there?
Hey, man, come on.
Was your teacher a bald guy in a wheelchair?
Yes, it was Professor X.
Charles Xavier.
Jeez.
Read some.
That was it. This is from the girl I had a crush on.
Oh, wait, can I read it?
Is this one right
in
here?
In a girly voice?
Yeah, the girl
is
I
it
had
her?
A crush on.
Is this Molly?
Molly, yeah. Let's see what Molly said.
Hey,
Patrick. I didn't read it, so I don't know. It's stupid.
Hey, Patrick.
Isn't it?
Best of luck with those Arabic numerals. Don't let all these people get you down. If they can't accept you, it's their loss. Wow.
What the heck?
Were you like an emo kid?
Probably.
Anyway, have fun grade. In 96 and don't change too much.
Oh, Arabic numerals.
Notice though, she said, don't change too much, which means she says, I want you to change.
Lose some weight.
I remember now we got this weird thing where we got these at the end of the next year. Like they took forever. So these were all written after.
Let me see
the
one.
Fact. No. I'm not giving you this.
What? Why?
We've already seen your picture.
Dude, it can't get any worse.
Yeah, it can.
We need to have
can.
Yearbook day. We should all bring in our yearbooks.
I don't have my yearbooks. I have pictures that people have scanned from there, so I don't even.
No, I don't mean, want mine, you to read the thing.
Mine comes with the Vanderbeek bonus.
Did Vanderbeek sign yours? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think he signed it. No.
But he's in it?
Yeah.
Oh, of course he is. Yes.
Look how thin that is. That's how we do it.
Well, that was just freshman year.
What if we have James Vanderbeek?
Oh,
our new quest is to get James Vanderbeek to sign Carson's yearbook.
We had a separate school when I was.
It's funny, we're having two conversations.
Yeah, we are having two different conversations.
We're cooler.
You're
James
freshman?
Vanderbeek is going to sign your yearbook.
That's okay.
That will happen.
You had your own?
Yeah, freshmen had their own yearbook?
Well, we had a separate school just for freshmen back then in the town I grew up in.
Interesting.
So,
Melissa? And that classic girl writing, too.
The bubbly.
For the record,
don't know who Melissa is off the top of my head.
Melissa,
she says senior 96
was just watching.
So she was a year older than me.
Did she put a Z?
Yes, she did.
Hey, Patrick, figured I'd write you a little note to let you know that you're pretty cool despite all your aggravating qualities. Oh, she knows you.
Yeah, that sounds like exactly like me. Sorry, I don't remember who you are, Melissa. I'm sure you're very nice.
I'll see you in computer next year. Remember, you're a prep no matter what you say.
Oh, this is stupid.
What is it? I'm saying?
Give it back.
I got it.
God knows what secrets are in here I don't want you to see. So, yeah.
And pretty sure secrets. Don't have any secrets in.
What are you doing?
What are you?
Easy
what
now.
Are you keeping in MI5? The pages of there?
Oh, you're man. Like Cody Banks or something?
That's right.
Easy.
Lava boy.
Jeez. Oh, your secrets. Oh, my gosh. You're hilarious.
I might have secrets.
All right, Bruce Wayne.
We have had several people on Facebook ask if Carson and Patrick can switch places.
Why?
Because they'd rather see.
Aww. That's awful.
Damn, that was harsh.
This is stupid.
This is stupid.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
It's crazy going back through your old stuff and reading these things, isn't it?
I can't tell you the last time I cracked my high school yearbook.
I wish I still had that stuff.
Why do you don't have it? You just lost it?
Man, I've moved so many times. I mean, dude, I moved to the other side of the planet right after high school. So, I mean, you don't bring a lot of stuff with you. And then my parents left there. Like, my parents don't live in the same house.
Yeah.
So there was moves that they had with stuff. And then I had a storage unit in Bay City, Michigan that I still, it was a buddy was letting me keep stuff at his house and in their garage. I mean, I've lost so much stuff. I don't know what happened to any of it.
I don't know whose this is, but this is the girl that wrote, stay sweet and don't change for anyone. Love you. Tammy loves Jared. That's how she signed her name.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was a thing.
She was probably depressed whenever he went to jail.
What?
The subway guy.
Subway guy?
A different Jared. Yeah. That was a really obscure reference there.
That's the only Jared I know, too.
Yeah.
Well, Jared Kushner, I guess.
And Jared Neiman.
Oh, well, of course, Jared Neiman. Okay, there's a bunch of them. Yeah, there was a...
At least he's not a Doug.
Carson, were you one of those who would, like, write your first name and then the boy's last name? Like, you were married, and so you would practice writing?
Yeah. No, I never...
Oh, God.
No,
chicks
I would,
did that in high school.
Carson
all
Vanderbeek.
The time.
The thing is, yeah. That was a never, ever happened. Ever, ever, ever.
Ever,
never,
ever,
ever, ever. I had the biggest crush on his rival. So that was why it was
there was a Vanderbeek rival.
If you won't let us get James Vanderbeek on the show,
get Nat Pastor.
Who's his name?
Nat Pastor, Nathaniel Pastor. Does it get more Connecticutian than Nathaniel Pastor?
We do. We need Nathaniel Pastor.
Is he a thing?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think he ever went on to be famous. I'm sure
he's like
successful.
Part of your Facebook
just locally.
He was, he was the most talented singer in our grade, and James was probably second. So Nat always got the starring roles in all the musicals. And, and I had a big crush on Nat, like all the girls did.
I think he is.
He's got to come on the show.
I think I found him.
Mm. Who, Nathaniel?
Hold on, let me see. I can't look
different. I would like to see if Nathaniel would come on and talk about.
Is that the right age?
Yeah.
Is that him?
He lives. He used to live in Los Angeles.
I could probably see that. He probably tried to be famous.
He was very talented. I mean, for like.
I think Vanderbeek put him on a list and said, "Don't hire this."
He
guy.
Put him on the block. He was on the do not fly.
He blackballed him.
Yeah.
Blackballed.
You know what? I should check. Let me go through my Facebook and.
You got Vanderblocked.
Vanderblocked. Oh, how did I not think of that?
I don't know. You're slacking, Bubba.
You suck.
Yep.
Hold on. Let me get on Facebook and look up Nathaniel Pastor. Nat Pastor.
Hi, everybody.
Yes.
At first, I thought he was at a church, and then I realized, no, his last name is Pastor Derek. You're an idiot.
I feel like we should have a bunch of friends in common. How do you spell Nathaniel? I don't even know.
N-A-T-H-A-N-I-E-L.
Okay. Thanks. Nathaniel Pasta.
All right. That one's got to happen. Nathaniel's coming in.
I can't seem to find...
Get him on. Let's
we'll have Nathaniel on. Mm-hmm. We'll do a whole podcast episode where you guys tell
stories.
Is it
possible I found the one unicorn who's not on Facebook?
No, he's on Facebook.
No, I don't see him at all. But okay, I'll go through some like friends from high school who keep in touch with everybody. I'll be like, what happened to him? Let me know. So yeah,
it's on now.
I think next week we should all bring in our I know besides Bubba our yearbooks.
I'll have pictures of.
I think this is the only one I actually have. I never got one from my senior year. I wish I did.
Why did you not do that?
I don't know. It's one of those things.
Did you guys get a
class
ring?
Yeah, I have a class ring somewhere.
Did you get a class ring, Bo?
No, I don't have any of that, man.
Did you get one, though?
No.
Did you?
Did I care? No.
Did you get a Letterman jacket?
No. I was gone. Like, I from 14 until, I didn't care about anything but radio. Like, that was my everything. Radio and skateboarding. That was my world. I was.
You
just
didn't play
existing.
Ball in high school? How'd you play ball?
Well, for a little while, but not long. And then football kind of sucked. So, yeah.
Hmm. Bubba stopped growing at 14. Right? Didn't you tell me that once?
Right,
you
around,
were about the same, you know.
Yeah, I was
so
about
at
the same
14,
height.
He looked like that. And it was like, whoa. And then by 18, it was like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I literally, did. I think I literally peaked in eighth or ninth grade.
My dad told me once that when he was 13 years old, he was 5'11 and weighed 200 pounds. And then when he was 18 years old, he was 5'11 and weighed 200 pounds.
See a
so
lot
he just
of,
never.
I'm seeing a lot of that now. I'm seeing kids that were really good,
they were
younger
like
ages.
Monsters when they were 12, and now they're everyone else is caught up.
Or passing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually the case. Did you get a Letterman jacket?
I have a Letterman jacket, so stop it.
What did you letter in?
I'm not saying.
What is your letter? Like an A, I guess, probably. What did you letter in? If you say, I'm telling you, I swear to you, if you say that you have a Letterman jacket and it's in debate, I'm going to slap you silly with that yearbook.
You will not? And I do. I have a Letterman jacket in speech and debate, yes. Yes, I do.
Did you ever think that was a joke?
No, I didn't.
Did you actually wear it?
I don't.
Or did it just keep getting stolen?
I don't know. Our Letterman, every different group had a different design, and ours was ugly. So I don't think I ever wore it. Mm-hmm. I have it, though.
Do they do that? I guess so. I didn't know that. I mean, listen, man. Good for you.
Yeah, everybody had a thing. The cheerleaders had Letterman jackets.
Yeah, we did.
You know?
I didn't
so
know
did
that.
I don't know. It was all different kind of things. You could get a letter in.
So. You had a Letterman jacket?
Mm-hmm.
Letter woman jacket?
Yeah, Letterman jacket for cheerleading. Yeah.
Letter person?
Letter person?
My little captain's pin on it. Yep.
What, you were the captain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was cheerleading captain.
Oh.
I was.
Know that. We knew you were a cheerleader. We didn't know you were the captain.
Yep, I was captain, and I was in band. So I was like the whole weird dork package. But I was a drummer, so that made it cooler. Not really. But, yeah,
I
so I was cheerleading.
Didn't know you played drums either.
Uh-huh.
How have we known you all this time and not known that?
Well, I haven't picked up sticks in probably 10 years. But,
sticks.
But I could do a drum roll. That's about as far as I can do anymore. But
did you go to the – how could you play and be –
like, 6 minutes before halftime, I would go to the bathroom and change into my band uniform. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
I would have just let you.
Yeah, it was the thing.
I would have said, look, we have a cheerleader in the band. And it
yeah,
been,
which who would have cared at that? Because
and I would have just thought that the band would have been like, yeah, even the cheerleaders want to be in the band.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that, no, that's what
unless
I did.
The band was kind of like, you know, how they get kind of anti, you know.
It actually, I did very good for band cheerleader relations.
Oh, you helped.
I bridged the gap. So I had the band like make a tape so we could learn dances to their songs that they would play. And mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very
good.
Nice thing. Yeah.
It was not that way at my school.
No.
Patrick, were you in the band?
No, I was not in the band.
That's surprising. This musical issue.
No, I don't remember why. It was hard. I think I was in the band. I took a band class in the eighth grade, and
did
I
you
wasn't
ever,
good enough to make the high school band, so I didn't bother.
Were you ever a bad kid and like drink alcohol on your speech and debate tournament trips? Were you when you're at your debate, your cross X Lincoln Douglas debates, your at the hotel getting sloshed?
Nope. Never did any of that stuff.
Nope. Right. The eye roll.
No. Nothing bad. We never, especially on those overnight trips where we would go to other cities, we never did anything against the rules.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Everything's fine in the back of the bus.
Everything's fine. And no, nothing to see here.
I was in band until eighth grade.
You were in the band?
Yeah. I told you that a long time ago. Drums.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And then, like, they started wearing the uniforms. I went, uh-uh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, once it was time for uniforms and all that kind of stuff.
That
was like,
your no?
Yeah.
Why? You just couldn't take the next step?
Playing drums is great. Yeah. Getting in those little outfits with the big goofy hats and
the plumes.
That's a little crazy. Yeah.
I get it. You know, you get to a point.
It wasn't
my
thing.
You have a line. I'm not going to.
The thing is, the drummer is like, I'm going to be that girl. But a lot of the guys I drummed with were like, they were hot dudes for high school. But they were really good looking guys who were a little bit rebellious. And they're like, fine, I'll wear a uniform, but I'm still going to wear my Chucks on the bus. Like, that was their big thing, you know?
Can't keep me down.
No. Yeah. I'm going to have my long hair. I mean, yeah, I got to tuck it up in my hat, but you know it's there. But they were good looking guys. So the dude that I had dinner with, he was drummer.
Oh.
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his wife, you left that out.
I didn't ask if she was a drummer. I didn't ask a lot about her. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. All right.
Well, Patrick, Bubba, take us out, would you, one more time?
This is stupid.
Yes.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
This is absolutely ridiculous. The podcast. It's how you don't pause.
The podcast, by the way.
Push it. Just go.
Sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Absolutely ridiculous.
And we're a little absolutely ridiculous. It can't be a little absolutely ridiculous.
No, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Get out! Get!
Get. Get.
That's my favorite part. Which is,
this is a church!
Get! This is a joke.
Minus expletives. I have to go back.
I'm going to watch the video again because I didn't catch this. The person say this is the church. That's happening.
Cut the crap.
Again, stick around for the interview with Ralph Macchio from Karate Kid.
It's a great interview.
It's really cool. And he was cool. And we got to talk to him. That made my day.
Stupid.
All right, we'll see y'all later.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Yeah.
On the radio.
When?
Every day. It was the podcast.
This is stupid.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
All right, he's on line three. It's Daniel-san, Ralph Macchio. Hello.
Hello, Macchio.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey. What's up, Macchio? It's D and Bubba.
Yeah, I just think I'll go with the last name. You know, I'm keeping myself fresh. You know, I've been pounding through these, so this is the first one right now. This is the first one of the day. I guarantee you.
Is it really?
Nah.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, Ralph, we're all pretty excited because Bubba over here is. I haven't seen him this giddy since George Strait. You know, Carson, Patrick, he's excited. I am too.
It's great.
It's pretty great.
We've been singing the theme song to Karate Kid and Karate Kid 2 all
morning.
You're
the best
around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Okay. Sorry about that. Just to give you,
I love the fact that I didn't have to listen to the Joe Esposito version, and I got the actual live version in the studio.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we do. We bring you all the best in live music.
All right, so
I have indoctrinated my kids into the Karate Kid world. Like, since they were 2 years old, we watched the Karate Kid movies. And it's interesting because my son,
awesome.
My daughter loves the original, the first one. My son loves when you guys go to Okinawa for number two. I'm the cool dad today because I'm talking with you.
That's great. Well, anytime as a fellow parent, anytime you can make yourself cool with your kids, you got to take it.
That's right. So this is this Cobra Kai, this new series. It's on YouTube Red. It's not someone else. I get so sick of other people playing you. It's you being you, but it's today's current events, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what's sort of refreshing about it is that it. You know, it has this fresh angle in from the Johnny Lawrence perspective, the guy who, you know, William Zabka, who played my nemesis in the Karate Kid film, and whatever happened to that guy, whatever happened to the bully, what does happen to bullies 30-something years later, and then it juxtaposed to where Daniel LaRusso is in his life and how they've sort of traded places in a way, but there's lots of gray areas and complexities to these characters where the Karate Kid was so clearly black and white. Cobra Kai delves into the allegiance from episode to episode, who you're kind of rooting for, because they both have great character traits, and then ones that are not so not as all embracing. And I think that adds to what the critics have commented about the show, and obviously the fans, with the amount of views we've gotten so far in just 5 days, they're coming to the party and saying, "Wow, this is nostalgic and touches base on all the things I wanted, but yet is fresh and original." So I'm really excited to be a part of that.
Carson, do you have your Ralph Macchio poster still? Or did you get rid of it?
I save all that stuff.
You still have it?
Yeah, like when you were all over like Teen Beat and Bop Magazine. I still have all that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, which now every guy I know.
I have my shirt.
I'm sure. Every guy I know has been watching Cobra Kai. Yeah. And so I feel like I could make money selling it to them.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay. All right.
Then I'm going to hold on to it that long.
Well, whatever. Hey, Ralph Macchio is our guest. The new series is called Cobra Kai. It's on YouTube Red, and we'll talk more with Ralph coming up next. Hang on. Well, if you are a fan of Karate Kid, I mean, who isn't? You want to check out Cobra Kai. It's the new series on YouTube Red, and Ralph Macchio is joining us on the hotline now. Hey, Ralph, I wanted to ask, did you – I know this is, you know, kind of a – it's hard because when you are playing your role that you played – I don't know. How long? 30 years ago. Is it hard to kind of get yourself back?
34 years. 1983.
Wow. Did you go back and watch watch it again before you started acting and doing this new series, just to kind of see where Daniel was and who he was again?
I actually didn't. It's not that I you know, it wasn't like I needed to. At one point I said, boy, I should go back and really watch the film a couple times through. But then it's like, 34 years later, at my age now, I don't need to go back 34 years later to realize what I would be. You're a different person, although you have elements that you bring through. I think the biggest difference is I just decided to approach the character the same way, just armed with the wisdom and life that I've had over the 34 past years of my. You know, LaRusso is married, has two great kids, has a successful business. Ralph is married, has two great kids, has had success in his life. So I said, let me just use these parallels that I have, but then approach it in the same way I did back in 1983, which was the essence of my East Coast kind of New York, New Jersey self, and to try to be as grounded and natural and with the heart and soul of what I brought to the character, but then add that sort of Daniel LaRusso feistiness, cockiness, a little won't back down kind of personality. And I just added that to the adult version of him, and it seemed to be been the right recipe, as opposed to try to study and figure it all out and how he would approach, you know. And I also had the guys, the creators of the show, that were very, you know, very definitive on how they saw things. And that was the toughest part, is trusting them, because it's still fan fiction. You know, they were writing what they believe the fans want, not necessarily what I would have written at the onset. But that's because it's a little too close to me, and I'm a little too precious. It's a little too precious to me. So it benefited from me trusting a fan's perspective, which the guys who created the show are super, super Karate Kid fans.
Did you ever learn karate?
I learned the basis of karate. You throw me in a ring or on a mat with someone who knows what they're doing, I don't know if it'll be a pretty picture from my perspective.
Yeah, you don't ever want to do that, because you don't want somebody to be able to say that they beat Daniel LaRusso.
Hey, also, is, you know, the...
it would be easy, yeah. And listen, you know, they still claim that he only had one kick in his arsenal. He was able to pull it off.
Was it called the crane kick? Is that
crane
what,
kick was epic.
Is that a legit?
The crane kick.
Is that a legit thing or just for the movie?
I think it's just for the movies. It's basically a front snap kick, which is absolutely legit. The fact that you would hold your hands as far away from your face to protect yourself as possible.
No, that's great. That's the whole point. It's like, I'm vulnerable. I'm vulnerable.
Help you fly.
I still see, every once in a while, I'll see someone like around town that looks like Johnny from the movie, and I instantly
kick him in the face.
Instantly hate that guy. It's so weird how we get this in our system.
He does a good job in Cobra Kai and trying to redeem himself, and you do gain sympathy for him at points, but then he snaps back to being what his initial makeup is. He goes back and forth. That's a kind of cool gray area that these characters
The struggle is real.
Straddle throughout the series.
Well, I'll tell you, and I'm going to be very honest with you, I've been getting these little ads for YouTube Red for years. I actually have it now because of Karate Kid Cobra Kai. We got it, and we're doing the thing at the house, and we're going to have a whole big thing this coming weekend where we watch it from beginning to end.
That's great. And listen, and the cool... One of the good things about it, you know, you get your first two episodes free, and, you know, I don't want to say I dare you not to watch the whole thing, but it's pretty pretty addicting, and I'm proud to say it feels good.
There's a cliffhanger after episode two. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Daniel.
There's a cliffhanger at,
you called
at
him
the
Daniel.
End of every episode.
I did. I called you Daniel.
Yeah, that's okay. You're not the first. You won't be the last.
All right. Ralph Macchio, the series is called Cobra Kai on YouTube Red. Ralph, thanks so much, man. We wish you all the best.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the time.
Take care, man. Bye-bye. That was like the coolest thing ever.
Are you so excited?
I am. I'm like so excited. I'm glad you led the interview because like there were moments where I just had to sit back and go, I'm talking to Daniel LaRusso.
I noticed the first part of the interview was just Bubba talking and we weren't letting Ralph talk because Bubba just wanted to tell him all about himself.
I love you.
So Ralph, you this and that, Ralph.
Remember
you know what,
time
Ralph?
You kicked that dude in the face and I was watching from my sofa? It was crazy. I love you.
Should be a great series.